This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Dua is worship. And so that's like saying, that the only purpose of dua is for me to get something. No, the purpose of dua is that this is an action that is incredibly beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just like when I give sadaqah, I'm not necessarily expecting something from it. Just like when I pray, I may not necessarily be expecting something of it. It is an act of worship. Yes, it comes with all sorts of things, but inherently it's an act of worship. And so when I sit there and I raise dua, I raise my hands for dua, there is it is a beloved act of worship that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards me for. But not only that, I mean, there are people around you. If your life is going okay, there's a million other people whose life isn't going okay. Right. And I had a sister recently, you know, mentioned that to me. She's like, kind of like my life is going perfect. I was like, okay, that's excellent. Your life is going perfect. But do you have an uncle who's sick? And do you have a cousin who needs to get through school? And do you have this person in your community who's going through this? Abu Darda, he said, I make dua for 70, the companion of the Prophet, he said, I make dua for 70 of my companions in my witr. I make dua for them. I name them and I name their father's names.